I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Peter Gammons joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. He is the Hall of Famer himself. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. That was actually a really fun Cubs game to watch yesterday.
It was a throwback, wasn't it? I mean, you know, the night before, it's like everybody's hitting home runs and the leads are blown and everyone's going back and forth. And I get it. You know, it was a night game to a afternoon game. And I don't know if they just left the offense out somewhere at night. But that was a really – I mean, Peter, that game was over in like 2 hours and 40 minutes or something, 2 hours and 35 minutes. It was crazy how quickly that went.
It was. I don't know what the heat was like in Chicago yesterday, but one of the things I wonder is, as we look down the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season, is that I've had a number of people say to me that between the titleist baseballs that, you know, that little leaguers can now hit out of major league stadiums and the heat, that some of the guys who are really good finesse pitchers, like Kyle Hendricks and guys like that, have really suffered from this period. This is the hottest summer, I guess, on record in history. And with those baseballs and so forth, that it's impacted guys. It's impacted all starting pitchers. Certainly impacted all relievers who are pitching too much. But at the same time, that you might see really good performances down the stretch by guys like Hendricks and Soroka and people like that. And I think the other thing to me that was impressive yesterday was, after all the things that have happened over the last week or two, to have Ryan and Wick go out there and just finish it off very simply, I thought was really important. I mean, just, and so it cleared everybody's mind for a day. You know, it's maybe it's a really good starting point for the pitching staff for the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season.
Peter, I want to get your perspective on one of the more bizarre stories of the week in Major League Baseball, and that is when the league issued a memo warning players about the possible side effects and of the over-the-counter sexual enhancement pills that you get at gas stations. And, you know, the pills are becoming so common among players that the league felt like they needed to warn players not to take them because they could, number one, you know, test positive for PEDs, and secondly, you know, it would have some bad side effects. Has this become the equivalent of the 1970s, you know, when they're handing out greenies and these things? Is this what baseball has come to?
I just think they're so worried about it all that, and they have to be so fair about what constitutes a positive test. I remember a few years ago, there was a pitcher with the Phillies who was suspended for, I think it was 80 games, and it was for something he bought at one of the health stores, and, you know, it was supposed to be perfectly all right, and the ingredient that he tested positive for was not listed on the bottles that he bought in Philadelphia, where he pitched, but it was on in, like, Los Angeles, West Coast, the packaging was not totally honest, but, you know, the commissioner's office said, look, you've got to have somebody, the union, your agent, whatever, test everything. And you don't just look at the label. You have to test. And he took his 80-game suspension and so forth. And I think it damaged his career terribly. And I think that they're just looking around saying, you know, is there anything that could test positive? Because, I mean, we realize that almost every time when there's a positive test, players, I have no idea how that happened. It must be a mistake. There's usually something involved, but they may be very worried about these drugs. And let's face it, they are enhancing drugs. So I guess, you know, I actually give them credit for something that at first created a laugh. but they obviously feel that this could be used. I mean, I remember that one time when we were doing a spring training thing with people from the anti-drug organizations, and they were saying that one of the ways to get greenies, amphetamines, out of your body was to use a certain eye wash, a thing for your eyes. Hmm. And that would clean out your body and eliminate you wouldn't test positive for amphetamines. Hmm. Now, this is insane. I mean, you know, my eyes are just a little blurry in the morning, you know? But so it is an amazing story. I mean, for all the things, you know, going back to the Pittsburgh drug scandals and all the things that have happened over the years, to all of a sudden, you know, having we all hear all the ads on radio and television for all these products. All of a sudden, they become illegal in baseball or become a danger in baseball. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I believe it, but I couldn't believe it. I just, it just seems we can't get away from the drug era one way or another.
Peter, I read a thing that said that Dave Dombrowski's in trouble in Boston, which seems insane given they won the World Series a year ago. And we know Joe, we know what his situation is like here in Chicago. Is this just the new baseball? Is it all gotten to a point?
I think it's very different in Boston.
Okay.
I have my 51 years covering the Red Sox. I've never been around the organization being so completely broken up and so many people that are really unhappy with the organization. And the guys at the top, there's Dave, there's Tony La Russa, there's Frank Wren. And basically, that's it. And remember, this team, with the exception of trading 6 players to sale, 5 players for Kimbrel, and giving David Price the highest pitching contract in the history of baseball, is entirely developed by the Theo Epstein's, Jed Hoyer's, Ben Charrington's, Mike Hazen, Jared Porter, Amiel Sardé. All those people are gone. And they have by far the highest payroll in baseball, and they face, I mean, you look, they don't have a pitcher that they have developed that's won a game this year. And the other thing that's really dangerous is that they now have Mookie Betts. They're going to either he either signs this winner or they trade him because he's a free agent at the end of next year. And they're not going to play it out to the end. Jackie Bradley's gone at the end of next year. Porcello's gone this year. even though they've developed some very good players, with their financial status, they have $79 million a year tied up at 20, 21, 22 in Price, Eovaldi, and Sale.
Wow.
Who won't even will throw about 220 innings this year.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's crazy.
And there's an undercurrent that's really unfortunate. But it's also a type of I don't think he'll get fired. I think it'll happen after next year. But he's won twice. He won 97 with the Marlins. Won last year with the Reds. Both times he had the highest payroll in baseball. And they now have to start rolling back and cutting back and rebuilding, and they have not acquired young players in any deals. And it's a really weird thing. I have a friend of mine who once worked for them, who's now with another organization. So come back and go to a couple of games at Fenway in April, and he called me up and said, "What's going on here? I mean, they won the World Series. They're the most miserable most miserable group of people sitting behind home plate I've ever been around." I said, "Well,
welcome to Boston."
Yeah.
Hey, Peter, thanks a ton.
Thanks,
we really
Peter.
Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Okay.
Take
that
care.
Is Peter Gammons, the Hall of Famer himself. Yeah. It is. Steve Dombrowski, Chicago guy made good.
It's unbelievable to me. And I think when you hear Jeff Samardzija the other day with Mack and Parkins talk about what, if you'd have told him when he was with the Cubs, the Cub manager that won a World Series would be on a hot seat 3 years later, that he would have thought that was crazy. And he's right. And this is crazy to consider. The Red Sox won the World Series.
Yeah.
And the guy that put that team together now was on the hot seat?
Let me ask something.
I mean, really.
With Joe,
what's wrong with that?
But with Joe, it seems more about the financial aspect than anything else.
Well,
as much as they talk about all the rest of it. But let me ask this question, David, because, you know, I remember telling a friend of mine about an NFL player. Oh, well, he'll never take that pay cut here, but he'll go someplace else and play for less, because that's what happens. So the question would be, if Joe is facing a pay cut to be the manager of the Cubs, would he take it here, or would he go someplace else and be a manager at a pay cut? If Bochy's leaving, could he go to San Francisco? You know, we keep hearing Kapler's in trouble. Could he go to Philly, take a pay cut that he wouldn't take here?
Or it's about respect. It's about being appreciated. And I think when you reach the level that Joe Maddon has reached in his profession, those things matter a lot more than they do if you're a 45-year-old manager trying to prove yourself and you haven't won a World Series.
So
I think he'd be more likely to go somewhere else
and take
for less
the
money
price than he would to stay here,
for a pay cut. Because what has he done to deserve a pay cut?
That is sports. That's professional sports. You see that.
You disagree with that, though?
I think, David, all the time you see guys being offered a pay cut and they won't take it where they're at, but they'll take less money. They don't want to stop playing, but it's exactly the way you put it. I'm saying it's
pride
exactly
gets in the
way you put it. Well, and I think that's going to be a problem for them, because I think they're unwilling to give him the money, and I think that he's unwilling to take less.
Probably so. Nothing we have seen would indicate that you're wrong.
Yeah. And so on and so forth.
All right, Biggs time is next. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.